Today, we are answering a very important question. When a restaurant says locally sourced, is that real? Or is it just vibes on a chalkboard menu?
You mean my $19 artisan burger could be lying to me? Shocked.
A paper by Mala Zahr Mergerdi and Timothy Woods digs into this. They ask if customers will pay more for verified local food, and if that changes across fast casual, casual dining, and fine dining.
Verified is doing a lot of work there, because right now, local can mean grown next door. Or emotionally local, like the chef once drove through Iowa.
The authors call it a legitimacy problem. You cannot inspect a restaurant's supply chain, so you rely on messaging. And that opens the door to local washing. Basically greenwashing, but with more heirloom tomatoes.
The menu is like, these carrots were raised with love. And the carrots are like, we were raised by a truck.
To fix that trust gap, they look at a real system in Kentucky. The state has a buy local program, reimbursing restaurants for buying Kentucky Proud products from local farmers.
The government is sponsoring my farm-to-table era.
And a tourism group in Lexington built a directory with a simple signal, tractors. 0 to 3 tractors based on how much the restaurant spends on local farm purchases per year.
Finally, a rating system I understand. Not stars, not diamonds, just tractors.
One tractor is up to $14,999. Two is $15,000 to $29,999. Three is over $30,000. Tied to a third-party program, not the restaurant saying, trust me, bro.
Less our salmon is local, more, here is the receipt. Love it.
They ran a discrete choice experiment. 1,627 Kentucky consumers saw 9 choice sets picking between 2 hypothetical restaurants or neither.
Choose your fighter, restaurant edition.
Each option varied on price, driving distance, and local sourcing level using the tractor system. Prices were realistic for each format, a typical bill for 2.
Good, because a fine dining 2-person bill is a different animal than fast casual. One is dinner, the other is dinner plus a small mortgage payment.
They also assigned respondents to the restaurant type they actually frequent to reduce hypothetical bias.
So they did not ask me, a person who eats cereal standing up, to price out a tasting menu.
For analysis, they used a latent class model, looking for hidden groups with different preferences.
Because clearly there are 2 types of diners, people who will drive 30 minutes for the perfect taco, and people who get mad if the driveway is too long.
Results. Verified local sourcing increased the chance people chose a restaurant in all 3 formats. More tractors helped across the board.
Tractors work. Put that on a bumper sticker.
But higher prices and longer drives reduced choice. People like local. They just do not want to suffer for it.
My values end where my gas tank begins. Relatable.
Willingness to pay for one more level of local sourcing. Fine dining about $4.54. Casual dining about $3.96. Fast casual about $3.
That is a real premium, especially in fast casual where $3 is like, I just tipped the universe.
It challenges the assumption that only upscale diners care. The other formats still show meaningful value.
So local food is not just for people who know what a reduction is. It is for everyone who likes eating and not being lied to.
Latent classes showed the split. Some segments had strong preferences and high willingness to pay. Others were price sensitive or even negative on local sourcing, especially in some fast casual segments.
There is always that one group like, do not bring me tractors, bring me coupons.
Demographics added nuance. Fine dining patrons had higher incomes, but local focused groups showed up in every format, including rural and older fast casual diners.
The local food fan club has chapters everywhere.
Strategically, verified local sourcing can differentiate restaurants and justify a modest premium. Third-party programs build trust, and for farmers, restaurants can be a stable channel.
And for tourists, welcome to Lexington. please enjoy our regional identity with a side of verified pork.
Limitations. This is stated preference data, not actual purchases. People might say they would pay more and then panic when the check arrives.
My stated preference is that I am a financially responsible adult. My revealed preference is cheese.
They suggest future field experiments. And the data is pre-pandemic, so worth revisiting.
Because now we have all been through things, including QR code menus and supply chain chaos.
Takeaway: people value local food in restaurants, but trust is the whole game. A clear third-party verified signal like the Tractor system makes local sourcing more believable and more monetizable.
So if you want me to pay extra, do not just whisper local at me. Show me the Tractors. Then I will consider driving an extra 5 minutes. Maybe.